Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
So, Sukkot is almost here, which is crazy. We think of these as we think of the High Holy Days as being Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then we think maybe we get a break. But there's a custom that as soon as you break your fast, the first thing you're supposed to do is take up your hammer and start nailing your sukkah together. So as you can see in our courtyard, we've already started that process. And for all those in the men's club and everyone who helped out put that sukkah up, thank you very much. And through every season throughout the year, the rabbis described one of the Megillot, one of the Megillas. We often think of the Megillah as just referring to the book of Esther, right? Megillat Esther that we read on Purim. Because usually that's the only one that we physically see throughout the year in our modern Judaism. But there are others, and one of them that we read on Sukkot is Kohelet, the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, I have to be honest, Ecclesiastes is my favorite book in the Bible. I know we're not supposed to have favorites. I love each of the books of the Torah like they're my children, but I do have favorites. And Ecclesiastes is one because it's so real. It's so real. And it starts out in such a beautiful way. In the second verse, we have this phrase, Hevel Havelim. And we often see in many translations, it's phrased as vanity of vanities. Maybe you've seen that. Maybe you've heard that expression, vanity of vanities. Or maybe you've seen utter futility, that the prophet Kohelet is saying, everything is just pointless. Why get up in the morning? And later in the chapter, we even get this. It's chapter one, by the way, is a real downer. Kohelet says things like the sun rises and the sun sets, and basically says big whoop. He says, everything is exhausting, and a person is not able to speak, and the eye cannot be satisfied to see, nor can the ear hear without being satisfied. That which was, is that which will be, and what is done is what is done, and there is nothing new under the sun. Maybe you've especially heard that last phrase, that there's nothing new under the sun. It comes from Ecclesiastes. It comes from Kohelet, and it was a very profound statement. But we understand this chapter, if you start with this impression of vanity of vanities, that, everything is vain in life, what's the point of engaging? It kind of misses the point. Kohelet is not saying that everything is vain, that everything in life is vain. So let's look at that word, hevel. It comes from Abel, Avel, in Genesis. And what happens to Abel in the story? It's okay to shout it out. Not only does cast out is a really nice euphemism. What is it? He gets killed. He gets killed. By the way, fun fact, this is something I learned in rabbinical school. If you can't remember which one gets killed, trust me, I've been there. If you can't remember which brother kills which brother, remember, there are no Abelites mentioned later in the Torah. I know. It's not a perfect thing, but it works for the sake of that mnemonic. So Abel shows up. He presents this amazing offering. Cain gets jealous and kills him. I'm generalizing, but that's basically the point. And what's that? I'm leaving a little bit out. But for the point of this argument, and so Abel is there, and he's gone in a breath. And he disappears like vapor. And if you look at all the uses of this word hevel in Torah and in Tanakh, it means vapor. It is breath. It's the thing that comes out of our mouths and just disappears. So think of it this way. Let's rethink of it as hevel havelim. Instead of thinking of it as vanity of vanities, oy vavoy, think of it the other way. Hevel havelim. Vaporous vapors. Everything just disappears. We have it, and then it's gone. And it still works. we can understand the rest of the chapter exactly the same way. And in fact, I think it draws out more meaning. And to me, Kohelet, especially in this time of year, is kind of the antidote to the Unetane Tokef. Because in the Unetane Tokef, we say, you know, God's the one who has these two books in front of God, who will live and who will die, and who by fire, who by water, right? But Kohelet is the antidote. Kohelet talks about free will, and he's really being a contradiction to the book of Proverbs, which comes right before. Proverbs basically says, Proverbs has the Unetane Tokef theology. If you follow wisdom, you will prosper. The book of Deuteronomy, by the way, is chock full of this idea too, right? If you follow my commandments, you will prosper. If you don't follow my commandments, you will be cursed. Your family will be cursed. And we struggle with that. Proverbs has this theology, says if you follow wisdom, you will prosper. But Kohelet is more like I'm sure a lot of our experience has been. Kohelet says, yeah, I tried that and it doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. Your choices are more limited. Our choices, the things that we are in control over, are more limited. And instead, Kohelet asks this other question. How are you going to live your life in the face of unpredictability? And Kohelet provides an answer in chapter 9. He says, live for today. He says, go eat your bread in gladness, drink your wine in joy. You can imagine this. You can imagine someone saying this like at a break fast, right? You've spent the whole day. You're exhausted. Everything is vapor. Ugh. Oy vavoy, we're in this such deep, dark place. And then we get to the breakfast. Sukkot is almost like a spiritual breakfast. And Ecclesiastes says, go eat your bread in gladness, drink your wine in joy, for your action was long ago approved by God. You're good. Ecclesiastes' version of eat, drink, and be merry. And then a few verses later, Kohelet says, Whatever it is in your power to do, do with all your might. I'm going to say that again because it's really important. Whatever it is in your power to do, do with all your might. For there is no action, no reasoning, no learning, no wisdom in the life to come. Where you are going, which is all ways of saying, we made it through the year. Let's live for today. Let's offer gratitude for the fact that we are here. And the most famous chapter of Kohelet, popularized not by the birds, but by Pete Seeger, which the birds then copied, is chapter 3, which includes the song Turn, Turn, Turn. Well, Kohelet doesn't include Turn, 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 but you get what I'm saying. And you have to think about the things that are on the list, what's on the list and what's not on the list. So we're going to sing Turn, Turn, Turn in just a moment because it's a great song and it's a good reminder of the message of Kohelet. There is a time for everything, a time to plant and a time to reap, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. And what I want you to think about is, if we were to create this list today, a time for this and a time for that, what would we put on the list? Would we put the same things? Would we add things? Would we take things off? A time to be on your phone? A time to not be on your phone? A time to tweet and a time to refrain from tweeting. Yeah. Or other things. A time to drive and a time to walk. A time to shop and a time to create. a time to appreciate, and a time to criticize. So the message to me is really clear. It's about, the message is that it's, yes, there's a time for this and a time for that, but what Qohelet is really saying is that be aware of what time of the season you're in. Sooner or later, there is a time for everything. And for me, this is, there's a time for everything. And it's kind of a less optimistic version of the story that which you may have heard that I'll briefly share with you. There was a king. There's always a king in these stories. There was a queen, and the queen said to her village, and said, "Village, I want to have a phrase that will make a happy person sad and a sad person happy." And so the village people got together, and they all came up with their ideas. One person said this thing. No, that's not right. Another person said something else. No, that can't be it. That's not going to make a happy person sad and a sad person happy. It might make a happy person sad, or it might make a sad person happy, but it's not going to do both. So eventually, the rabbi comes up. The rabbis are always the heroes in these stories, by the way. The rabbi comes up to the queen and says, "Gam ze ya'avor. This too shall pass." And Qohelet to me is, you know, kind of puts a little twist on that. Or I guess Gam ze ya'avor puts a little twist on Qohelet. But it's this idea that there is a time for everything. There's a time to laugh, and there's a time to weep. So I'm going to invite you now to turn in our prayer books towards the back to page 360.